This is Big E, and you're listening to the best of the New Day, Feel the Power on Spotify.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Welcome to the greatest podcast of all time, which is entitled The New Day.
Feel the power,
baby. Gosh, I hope our guest appreciates those vocals. You know, he got to appreciate it with his background.
He does. I am Xavier Woods.
I am Big E, as you know. Hey, you might not know, but I used to be Big E Langston. Then one day I rolled up on the work and a man said, let me have that last name. It ain't yours anymore. You don't need it. They took it from me and I'll never be Langston anymore. So it's just Big E. I lost what was once mine, what once meant so much to me, which was near and dear to my heart. That was my surname, my family name, a name that rooted me and grounded me to my family. Ooh. And they took it from me. Uh-huh. So now I go by Big E and just Big E for now.
And I'm Kofi Kingston.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you don't want to have a little
all the time on the intro.
I will say this man is probably 123 title reigns with the 24/7 title. I lost count. I don't know. It's a lot. This man has brought me so much joy backstage for years and years. This man has been wrestling since 1997. I was 11 years old, but still somehow he doesn't age. Because word on the street is he doesn't believe in time. We'll get into that later. He doesn't believe in time, so he doesn't age. This man is known to you as R-Truth.
Thank you.
Oh,
okay. He's running around.
This is audio.
Okay.
Right. I don't know if he knows this is an audio podcast.
No, you don't know.
He didn't.
We might not.
Bro, y'all not took me to charge.
We try.
Gotta lay out the red carpet when the guest comes through.
Man, the new day.
Look at you.
All right, we're gonna do it for you.
Oh, bro, I believe it. I love it, man.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details. This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower what's next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
What's up, dogs?
What's up, baby?
We good. We wanted to have you on because, you know, like he stated, you got all these accolades, all these crazy things going on. But I need to ask you something about something that happened recently. You, as one of the co-hosts of Raw Talk, saw a clip of you asking AJ Styles about him building a house, the SmackDown house?
In a duplex. You said something about a duplex.
Is it just me or have you not heard him say, this is the house that AJ Styles built?
I think that's a metaphor. Yes. He's not an actual contractor.
I'm a metaphoric type of guy, Big E. Big, big, big old E.
All right, we don't need to do that here.
That, bro, did you know that comes from Metaphor Odyssey? You know what I'm saying? So I understand where he's coming from, but you can't get on TV, national television at that. I'm a European champ, so it's over there too. You can't get on TV and say, this is the house that AJ Styles built. SmackDown, the house that AJ Styles built. And then when somebody want a house built or thinking about getting an apartment, you know what I mean? My wife, we're thinking about moving out, getting more square footage. We've been here long enough. You know what I'm saying? SmackDown is pretty damn decent, if you ask me. Bro, I don't need the most. I just need my share. You know what I'm saying? If he can build us something, dog, like 4,500 square foot, okay. Maybe 5,000 square foot, you know what I'm saying? Need that extra bedroom, dog.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
It is.
That's fair.
Do you not agree?
I never thought about it that way. But
then he wants to play like he don't know. He have a clue what I'm talking about.
He's the one who put out the ad, right?
Yeah, that's him.
He put out the ad, and he's mad when you call.
Bro, you say this repetitively over and over and over again. The house that AJ Styles built. I've been knowing you for years, bro. I've been knowing AJ for years, dog. All I'm asking for, I know my credit good right now. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. But it's...
Bro, look me up.
It's not a brick and mortar house. You know, it's like a spiritual house.
No stucco house, E. Biggie. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the stucco type stuff. You know what I'm saying? I need something that's going to withstand the storm, to withstand the wind, the rain.
House of bricks.
Don't bring me none of that stuff that they sold and gave one of them pigs, dog.
The first two pigs. you don't want the straw. You don't want the sticks. No. You don't want the bricks, dog.
No stuff on the side panel.
None of that, dog. So just tell AJ Styles come clean, dog. You know what I'm saying? If it is or it ain't, you know what I'm saying? You're going to do it, you're not going to do it. If you ain't going to hook me up, I can go find plenty of people to build houses.
Uh-huh. Now I want to see him in a construction gimmick. Yeah. That's what I want.
Put the overalls on, he just slapping.
I don't think he's the one that do it, dog. He got other people that's building it for him.
Oh, he's running it. He's running it like an LLC. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
A contractor or something.
Yeah. Right, okay. He's a subcontractor. He sends the guys out. They put the work in. They get it done with the wet mops, the paint, the slab, the whole nine. You know what I'm saying? With the power, the hookup. You see the lights just come on and stuff like that? They do all that. Styles just be himself. It's a phenomenal job. He always say, phenomenal, AJ Styles. So I'm trying to think that. He's got to be just some phenomenal type stuff, bro. Yeah. Am I the only one that hear this?
The only one is you and you alone.
No, I'm with you. I felt your disappointment. I felt your disappointment because I could tell you were ready. You're ready to expand.
I haven't seen him. I'm on Raw. You know what I'm saying? Then he's going to try to say on Raw Talk, which is national, let me let you know. You know what I'm saying? There's no difference in Raw or SmackDown. It's WWE. Brother, where you been, dog? Raw is red. We see it all the time. It's everywhere. SmackDown is blue. We see it all the time. There is a difference, dog.
Is there a difference besides the colors, though? I feel like that's really not much of a difference, right? That's it.
That's ours. That's everything, bro.
Okay.
You're looking at the whole apple. You can't look at the whole apple. You know what I'm saying?
What I need to look at then? I'm confused. What am I looking at then?
You tell me. You the one that said it.
I don't even get the apple metaphor. I don't understand it.
Then why are you talking about Raw and SmackDown? There's no difference then. Why are you saying that?
I don't think I said that. I don't think those were the words that I said.
The apple eat Raw SmackDown, dog.
I don't understand, but yes, sir.
Oh.
All right, you're the guest.
Oh my now, God. If we can get AJ Styles to appease us by showing us some blueprints or some type of floor groundry work or something, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
A foundation. Right. You want to see the plans.
Groundry.
Yeah, some groundry.
That's not what it's called. We can't just let that fly. You can't just let that go.
What he's trying to say.
Yeah,
you got it.
Let what fly?
The words that you're making up, we just, there's got to be some.
Round three is a word that I made, Moa, I made that up?
I believe so.
But that's in the dictionary, E.
Ground, how do you
ground
spell that?
Ground station, dog. Ground station comes from the word, it's kin to a foundation. They just on different side. They got different baby mamas, daddies. You know what I'm saying? It's different, dog. I'm looking for groundry work. I need my foundation, my pipes dug to where I ain't got no water pressure problems. I ain't got no flowing problems. Everything is precipitation is where it's supposed to be at. Ah, bow. Show me the house.
Okay.
Show him the house, E.
This is a man who knows what he wants. He knows exactly what he wants.
Yeah.
He knows what he needs.
I don't see what the problem is, personally.
Bro, you tell me. This right here been paying me pretty good. I just want AJ Styles to hook me up with a crib, man. He building houses for everybody else.
I don't think he is. That's my only point. I don't think he is.
That's how much all you want to bet?
Agree to disagree.
How much you want to bet?
This is the debate.
I'm not really a betting man, but I'm going to say, based on his reactions when he seemed really flabbergasted by the assumption that he builds houses, I'm going to assume that he doesn't build houses.
He was flabbergasted and astonished because I was inquiring about getting one of his phenomenal establishments.
Right.
And there
right.
it is. There
yeah. it is. Thank you. Thank you. So, Truth, you've been wrestling since 1997, right? That's remarkable. Tell us, yeah, get into that and less construction talk. How did you, do you know I was 11 years old in 1997?
Me too. Nope, I was.
What?
I can't remember, E, man. There was so much going on in 1997. Bro, kids gonna be kids, Big E. You know what I'm saying?
Get it hard.
Gonna be kids, man. I'm not worrying about the time and we playing and playing jacks and double dutch and stuff like that. So,
but you weren't a kid
in 1997.
That's 23 years ago. So you were what? Bro, what 25?
My breath still smelled like Similac.
But you were in your mid-20s.
Behind the ears, man. I watched my childhood hero, John Cena, on TV every Saturday morning.
That's a blatant lie. That is a blatant lie.
Come on now.
I have the footage.
You got the footage.
He's got footage. He's got footage.
So, I mean,
I'd love to see it.
You know?
I'll show you next time I see you.
Please do. Please do.
So, okay, so speaking about this, so saying E was saying that he's 11, you replied with the you were too, you know, child at heart.
I was too.
With this idea that E touched on earlier, you not believing in time, we feel like that is why you don't age. That's why you've been able to be wrestling still when you started in 97. Can you speak on your fountain of youth, we'll call it, that's allowed you to continue this life?
Time is what each individual see it, feel it as. You see what I'm saying? See, all this right here is just a vessel, man. Our spirit, we dwell and live within time. All we have on this earth is time. If you're doing something, you're spending time. You're wasting time. If you're sleeping, not doing nothing, you're wasting time. You're spending time. Time doesn't wait on anyone. So we keep up with time. We adapt. We evolve.
That's it?
Period.
You don't want to give out the secret. You don't want to give out the secret.
There's no secret, man. There's no secret, Kofi.
This is like...
You live, man.
You just live.
Who said, what time is it right now?
225.
125, where I am.
Says who? Who made the clock?
Apple. Who invented the clock? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, you know who invented the clock?
I mean, I look it up.
Who was the first person that said what time it was?
I mean, I don't know if I have an answer for that.
I mean, right. You were there, so why don't you tell us?
You know, I wasn't there. I heard about it,
Kofi. You were there.
I heard about it.
I don't know if you've seen The Old Guard, okay? This is a movie with Charlize Theron. And, you know, she is like this superhero-esque type personality in the present day. And then it comes out that she and a group of people are immortals.
By the way, spoilers.
Not spoilers. That if you read the back of it, it's what it talks about.
Read the back of what?
Like the back of the description. The story, it talks about her being immortal. Like that's not a spoiler.
I skip descriptions for the most part. I might watch the trailer, but I don't want to see
trailer,
all that.
Yeah, but it would have said that in the trailer too. This is common.
Could you not offer a caveat at least? A little warning?
We would have gotten this talk from you had we said what you just said.
I would never. First of all, that is not what I would have done. I wouldn't have called this a spoiler. This is, if you were to go and read the description, if you were to look up the old guard right now.
I just told you I wouldn't read the description.
I'm just saying, if you were to go up and like, this is common knowledge, but that doesn't make it a spoiler.
No,
you have to describe the movie.
You have to read the spoilers, man.
This is not a spoiler. This is not a spoiler.
Fine.
Spoiler, description, information, whatever you call it. I like to know what I'm getting into before I get into it. Don't be the frog, man.
What does that mean?
The frog.
What does a frog do?
If you put a frog in hot water, he'll jump right out, won't he? But you can put that same frog in room temperature water and slowly turn it up. That same frog that jumped out of that boiling hot water, he'll sit there and let that water slowly burn him to boil him. So you see what I'm saying? You wouldn't jump in that situation if you knew what it was. Don't wait for it to get hot. So I got to see the description and the information on that. I'm not a frog.
Not a frog. And you are being a frog, E. You're right. Boiling.
I'm just gonna stop questioning these things and just smile and nod. That's sure. That sounds about right.
I'm upset that you walked it back into making sense. Perfectly.
Did it make sense?
I mean, it did.
You get it.
I don't want to be the frog. I want to know what it is.
I want to know what I'm getting into before I get into it. It might be too hot for me, E. It might be something I can't take it. I might not like it. You know what I'm saying? But right. If I liked it, I'm going to enjoy it.
Thank you for that. To provide some more context to this time situation, by the way, this is something I believe that was first postulated by Daniel Bryan, who's known you for some time. And you and Daniel Bryan have quite the relationship, one that I enjoy watching from the locker room. But
we grew up together, dog.
That's not true. In what sense?
We was like, together, man, when I first got into the wrestling business, dog, maybe a couple times back then, they didn't have phones back then when we was growing up. You see what I'm saying? We was using pigeons.
Y'all were Memphis. You were in Memphis, though, weren't y'all together in like Memphis in the old developmental or something?
Yeah. What year was that?
Oh, I don't know.
See?
We're asking you.
I wasn't there, Truth. I wasn't bro, there. You were there, bro.
We was little, dog. We was little.
I just asked, you know, we'd like to find some more information. We appreciate the jokes, whatnot, but I'd love to get to know you more and better. And right now, we're getting a lot of lies. We're getting
Ain't
a lot
nobody
of
joking, E. Ain't nobody playing.
Right.
You think it's a game?
It clearly is to you. But your name is R. Your name is R. True.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
That was funny.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Right, but I've heard it. I've heard it at least 2 dozen times.
He's a rapper. So.
Your name is R. Truth, and does the R stand for refuse to tell? Because
what do you want to know? That was good.
Thank you. I was sitting on it for a little bit.
All jokes aside, what you want to know, E?
I want to know, first of all, I find you to be one of the most fascinating people that I've ever worked with. One, because we joke about it, but I don't know what your skincare regimen is. But you somehow have been wrestling for longer than there are people in the locker room who have been alive, who are younger than your wrestling career. That's an actual thing, and that's hard to fathom. But yet,
I haven't talked to him.
Okay.
What he's going in on is the fact that, like, I look at Truth and I go, man, I hope that when I'm Truth's age, I look as good as Truth does. And then I think, I don't look as good as Truth now. So, what makes me think that I'm going to get better as I age?
Legit.
So how do you do this, Truth?
He don't want to come off the secret.
It's an audio podcast, by the way. People might think the device is just not working if there's just dead air, you know. So I'm gonna keep talking until you talk. Right. I don't think you did.
Bro, I still use Vaseline, man.
Vaseline?
Yeah. From the skin.
Petroleum jelly, like out of the like the yellow, you know what I'm talking about?
Nah, petroleum jelly was when we was on a budget. We get pure Vaseline now.
So you moved up.
Isn't that what Vaseline is, though?
With that champion money. Huh?
Isn't that what Vaseline is? Are you talking about Vaseline lotion? Because they have that as well. Mm, what are you talking about? Just Vaseline?
Just Vaseline.
Straight up. It's petroleum jelly.
Occasionally, I will mix it with the lotion to give it. Because, you know, Vaseline got that sturdy, dog. It's sturdy.
Very so sturdy.
You put a little bit of lotion Vaseline to mix it up. That's all I use. And my Ivory soap, man. A lot of what y'all seeing is faith. Just faith, belief, loving myself, knowing who I am, what I am, what I possess, the whole nine. I'm just a bunch of energy. And y'all don't even see me right now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all think y'all seeing me in the time we're in right now, but y'all not. You're not.
What are we seeing?
Hello? Hello?
We're talking about your skincare, bro.
What are we seeing, then?
Talk about believing in yourself, bro. You can't put it in a bottle, bro. We talking about what you put on your skin and your pores, true. We want to know why your skin is so soft and why you look so youthful. Talk about believing in yourself.
Hey.
We just want to know where we can get your product, bro. We just want to know where I can get the similar product that I can put on my skin and make my skin look as soft as yours. That's it. He said, I do not know who I am. I believe in myself. What you talking about? Oh my God. I'm crying right now, man.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I switched sags in the middle of a sag. I'm sorry about that. These things happen.
What do just I have Vaseline to type in the Amazon?
Just Vaseline, dog.
Thank you.
But you got to believe in yourself when you put it on. You have to believe in yourself, E. When you put, don't worry about them laughing, E. When you put the Vaseline on, right. You have to believe in you.
That's the difference.
So what are you?
That's the difference.
So what's going through your head when you? Okay, so you get out the shower, you dry it off, and now you're like, oh, I'm gonna hit these elbows. You get some Vaseline, and you're just like, man, I'm gonna kill it today. You know, every single day. You got this skin. You got this. Is it like that?
Pep talk. What is it?
Almost deeper than that, you really ain't got to say nothing. You just look at it, man, and believing just comes from just believing. You have to believe, man.
Right. I don't know why I never thought of that. When I get out of the shower, I never thought of the self-belief component.
You never thinking that. You thinking dry out and get out. You know what I'm saying? But you got to start believing. You just wash the dirt off, E. You just wash off.
About it.
The bougie, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Well, oh, come on now.
When you step out, you have to have all belief, dog. And when you put that armor of Vaseline on, dog, it seeks through your pores down to the bottom of your soul, E. And now we're coming right back around to groundry.
Because you gotta have the ground tree. You gotta have the ground tree.
The right. Funny thing about it is that, like, you know, when people like set goals for themselves, and you know, you have like your vision board. I know Lana was talking about a vision board on Raw Talk the other day, and just like affirmation and having mantras and all of that. Like, it, I don't know if I'm trying to make sense out of what you're saying, Truth, but
don't try to.
There's a little bit of truth. In what you're saying right now, you know what I'm
crumb.
Saying?
There's a crumb of truth in there. And I dropped it. It's like I had a whole pie. And that's life, the pie. And the bit of truth was the crumb that fell on the ground. And I spent the last 30 minutes trying to find it because it's that small.
That's because you're looking at it from a selfish point of view, E.
How so?
Kofi's looking at it. He's going to split the pie. You want the whole pie for yourself. That's why you're only seeing crumbs, and that's for everybody else.
Oh, my bad. I'm being selfish. I'll work on that.
You feel me, Kofi? Dave, you see how that came back around, man?
I'm trying. I got you.
You have to look in between, dog. When you read a book, you ain't reading the cover or the back. Back to when you were talking, when you got Magus Kofi, you say he did, he explored it with the spoilers and stuff. Nah, dog. When you're reading a book, you're reading the meat. You're eating the meat. Where's the beef, E?
Don't hit me with that old Wendy's commercial.
The B.O.B. with that B.O.B.
You age yourself too with that. That one from what, like AIDS. That commercial is old, man.
You remember that?
I only remember seeing it in like the greatest commercials packages from, I don't even think it was around. I think it aired before I'm going to look this up. I think it aired before I was born.
Oh, she said, they said the lady who was on the Where's the Beef commercial was a guest at WrestleMania 2.
Wow. This was a slogan introduced by Wendy's in 1984. Woods and I were yet to be born.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I was only born for a little bit. I mean, you know, truth at that age, you know, truth was around for a while. Me, I had like just been, I was three. So I had like barely been born.
This episode is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle. The less your business spends, the more margin of money you have. I think that's pretty obvious for everyone, but actually doing it, that's easier said than done because the cost of everything is going up these days. So do the smart thing. Switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth so you can easily reduce costs and headaches. NetSuite specifically helps by reducing IT costs since it lives in the cloud with no hardware required and cutting the costs of maintaining multiple systems since everything you need is on one suite. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. See for yourself how effective NetSuite can be and try it out today. And by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/ringer. That is netsuite.com/ringer. This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client. This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else.
One of my favorite pictures, I think, in wrestling history is not even really a wrestling picture. It just involves you and Tupac. And not you as a child, not you as a little baby, but you are a grown man when you took this picture with Tupac. Can you please tell us how this came to be?
I maybe had just turned over 20, carried a one, you know what I'm saying? So I was very young still then in those pictures that you see, and I was just happened to be there at that time.
What? That's it.
Where is for Tupac? Where were you guys at?
You remember what city? Was it a concert?
Bro, we went from Atlanta to VA to DC. It was a thing called the Jack the Rapper Convention. And that's where rappers went to, like, back then, it was demo tapes. It was demo tapes, man. Like, songs was on reels. I had my box of demo tapes, vinyl, you know what I'm saying? And that's where Tupac had just done the movie Juice when I met him. So he was hot at that time. And I got to Atlanta, man, and I ran out of money. You know what I'm saying? I was on the budget. You know what I'm saying? Ran out of money, man. And Pop, Easy, Sinbad, before he was big, man. Who remember like Chubb Rock, Tracy Spencer? Yeah. Like these are the icons back then. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I was a show opener for a lot of these people that came through North Carolina, South Carolina. So, and it's just like you made friends with who you clicked with and who you, you know what I'm saying? And just passing through, man, seeing him at every Jack the Rapper convention, every promotion thing we was doing from Georgia to DC to VA. So it's just bumping arms, man, bumping shoulder with one of the greatest icons ever, ever voiced the music industry, hit the music industry. Not only the music industry, but the acting world too. He was a hell of an actor. And bro, just to see him from afar and watch the people, man, he just did the movie Juice. So he was like on the up and up. Bro, he had the energy, the just that, he had that something about him that attracted people to him. And I would just watch him, man, and just like study and just be in awe of somebody coming from where he come from to have the mind that he has, the individual that he was. And he was all about like, sharing, good-hearted dude, man. Like I said, I ran out of money, man. He buying me hot dogs and stuff. I mean, very good-hearted man, and always trying to like give people knowledge. Always.
Do you feel like your experience, like in the rap world, has any parallels to like your experience in the wrestling world? Has one made you better at the other, or vice versa?
I think they go hand in hand, and I would say this, being that I've been in the wrestling business as long as I've been in, I've learned so much about it to be able to like walk and handle the music business. Even though the music business is what led me here, it's like I've matured in this business because of, you know what I'm saying? Because of wrestling, I've matured. When we come out, man, our music is the first thing that sets us off. It sets the pace, sets the tone. So music is just like, it goes hand in hand with it. And once you put a character with it, which my musical character is just me, is I don't have to put anything with it, but just energy. And it's just me. So I think the two coincide and helps each other out.
You said your experience in rap like brought you to wrestling. How did that happen?
I met Jack Crockett in the halfway house. And man, messing around with them dudes in the street, man, doing stuff I shouldn't be doing, man. And back and forth to jail. Now you're talking about a R-Truth that was like street, just straight. All I knew was that I had one job in my life, man. Said that, and that was it. So met Jack Crockett in the halfway house, and he saw me being mean. He saw my pictures back then with Tupac and Easy. I had them in jail just to keep my spirit up, keep my belief in myself up. You know what I'm saying? So he saw all that, man, and he felt like, he said, you don't belong here. You know, I think this is just one of your pit stops in life. And then again, I had somebody else instilling that knowledge in me, man. So God has always put what I call rams in the bush around me, you know what I'm saying? To protect me, to give me that whisper in my ear what I need to do. Almost like having that good angel and that bad angel on both sides. But God has always protected me and put people in the right spots. Now, I thought Crockett wanted to give me a job like cutting his grass or something, because he said, I want to give you a job. Who meets somebody in a halfway house and be on the up and up about doing something with them? Now, the plan was to meet somebody to invest in my music career. And once they invest in my music career, I become a big rap star. And I can get these deputies from watching these inmates to be my personal security. That was the plan. But Crockett said, God told me just to give back to you. It's not going to be money. It won't cost you nothing but time and dedication. I actually turned him down for 2 years because I wouldn't, I don't think I was growing up yet enough. I hadn't had no kids. I was still young, man, still running the streets. Turned them down because I still wanted somebody to give me what I wanted. You know what I'm saying? I want the money. I want to go do this and do that. That wasn't the plan. Man, back and forth to jail again within those 2 years to where I was a willing vessel. And I was ready for a change. I was ready. I didn't have a kid at that time. I knew going back and forth to jail was going to be going back and forth to jail. It wasn't me. The music thing was looking bad. So I called Crockett up. I said, hey, man, whatever I need to do, I'll do it. I'm just ready for a different life. He said, kid, this won't cost you nothing but time and dedication. He took me to 3 WCW shows. And the first person that came out was Ric Flair. And when Ric Flair's music hit and that crowd, man, came up, bro, this is my first time being at a wrestling show. And Crockett was beside me and he said, you see Ric Flair? He said, that's you. You could be there rapping all those raps you was rapping in jail and dancing. And you get in the ring, you can fight, and you can dance, and you mix it all together. You create this character. but be yourself because people like you as you. Be original. Be authentic. Just be yourself. And, bro, he pretty much, that just, I soaked it in like a sponge. And I think I did the Independence, man, for maybe 3 years. Because like I said, God has always put those rams in the bush around. Once people knew that, oh, Jack Crockett brought him in, or Jack Crockett, man, it was people offering to show me everything, offering to take me here, offering to book me here. So it's like, he was right. It wouldn't cost me nothing but time and dedication. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, met Manny Fernandez. Manny Fernandez said, kid, I don't know where it is, but I want to train you. Manny trained me for 2 years. I ended up at NWA Wildside. Rick Michaels and his dad said, hey, you can go to and be a big star. Dog, I was doing something that was different. I wasn't selling no dope. I wasn't ganging people. I wasn't doing none of the street stuff, man. And I was like rapping my own music that I wrote to instrumentals. And I was creating my own little audience. So I was happy in my world. But it's like, nah, you can go bigger than this. I'm like, bigger than this? Is it bigger than this? Sent the tape in, dog. I got a call back from Terry Taylor at WWE, man, within 2 weeks. That next week, Vince flew me up. The next week, I had a contract at my door.
What?
Yes.
So what's going through your mind? Because obviously, so in this situation, you never have thought like, oh, you know, I can become like this big wrestling star on TV. And now it kind of happens. Like you're running independence and you're happy and you're fine with that. And then everything right. changes and goes to like the most extreme level in a span of less than a month. Like, what is that like?
Surreal. It's like surreal. And it's like, at times overwhelming, almost like, us getting ready to go to the ring. I don't care how many times you use the bathroom. When you're in that gorilla, you got to pee one more time. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, either you're going to hold it, go out there and execute, or it's going to mess you up mentally because it just, bro, it was just happening like that and it came a whole different route, a whole different lane. And I'm like, I can be the first, the only one of my own lane. It was just, I embraced it, man. The overwhelming feeling, I just embraced it, man, and I took it head on. Road Dogg saw me in developmental. I was about to quit. Because I was in developmental for like almost 9 months. They told me I was gonna be there for 6 months. I was there for 9 months. Didn't seem like nothing was working out, nothing was going right. I was running out of money. I'm sleeping on Daniel Bryan and Spanky, Brian Kendricks and Shooter Schultz. And last game, I'm sleeping on their floor, man. Like I was ready to quit. And I was discouraged because I was doing something new, something different. It wasn't the typical streets. It wasn't the... And I was questioning myself. Dog, this is a whole different route that I embraced. It's not paying off. It's not giving me what I thought I was going to have. I'm not the big wrestling star. I'm not the big... So it's like I was discouraged. I was ready to quit. That TV... As a matter of fact, I told... Back then, it was Kevin Kelly and Bruce Pritchard and Terry Golden. I told them that... I said, hey, man, I said, I'm not re-signing. I'm done. I'm going back home. And Terry Golden was like, you going back home? To what? To do what? I like, man, and I wasn't going to go back to the streets, but I didn't know what I was going to go back to. I just felt that it was just too overwhelming. It was too much for me. It wasn't working out. Wasn't nothing paying off, showing nothing. And Road Dogg came to the TV taping and saw me rap, go down. I think I wrestled Jerry Lawler that night. And when I came back to the gorilla, to the locker room, two or three guys was like, hey, man, Road Dogg was asking about you. I'm like, Road Dogg with DX? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Got in the locker room, and we all know Road Dogg. Road Dogg came right up to my face. Was that you out there rapping that, doing that dancing and rapping to the ring? I was like, yeah. He said, you want to be my tag partner? I said, what, wrestling on TV? He's like, yeah. I said, man, I'm about to quit, man. He said, quit? He said, quit? I said, yeah, man. I said, bro, I don't think this is for me, man. I'm about to, I think I bit off more than I can chew. He said, I tell you what. He said, I know you're discouraged. You've been gone. You've been home. He said, if you give me 1 month, I have you on TV. I'm like, all right, I'll give you 1 month. Dog, in less than 1 month, they was coming up with the idea of me and Road Dogg. They had in New York, the restaurant. And Road Dogg was texting back and forth and to get you right there, blah, 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 whoop, whoop. And bro, it happened in less than a month. I was making my Raw wow. debut.
That's wild.
That's insane.
So wild. So my thing going back again with time. Time is what we make it, man, and what we do with it while we're in it. We're living it. You can't look and wait on time because it's not going to look and wait on you. Sometimes you can't even live in the moment. You have to live ahead of yourself. You have to live it keeps you stress-free. It keeps you, just like I'm always late. You want me here safe late or hurt early? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you can't let time control your well-being, your mind, your soul. Do time, don't let it do you. You age young.
The crazy thing is so like, I remember seeing you for the first time as K Quick coming out on TV. And I just remember just being so enamored with your energy. You know, you come out, you'd have the barrettes on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With the twists and everything. And I'm like, I need to grow my hair out. I need to do that. I need to do some push-ups. I need to be like that. You know what I'm saying? So like,
yeah. But so you didn't even know.
Just yeah, no idea about the whole struggle that went on before. You know what I mean? And like I say all the time, like people, when you see someone come out, you think, oh, that's a new guy. Oh, where did this guy come from? And you have no idea about the history and the struggles and the trials and tribulations that you went through. You were literally, can you imagine if Road Dogg wasn't on that show? What if Road Dogg was on the next show and you ended up quitting? And then we would have never, you know what I'm saying? Like
timing again, you see?
I'm constantly always talking about like that timing and you know what I mean? Like it just blows my mind how everything matters. You know what I'm saying? Like everything you do brings you to the point in which you are at, you know, and you have no idea who you're influencing. And I'm sure I wasn't the only one that was watching you on TV as K Quick and, you know, wanting to learn how to dance, you know what I'm saying? And like, and move like that.
Yes,
so it just still blows my mind that, you know, you fast forward X amount of years and we've had this like, this friendship and you know what I'm saying? Like our kids talk, you know what I'm saying? And we like, our wives are good friends. So it just like, I don't know. It just blows my mind with all of that. I don't know.
Appreciate
it's
that,
crazy.
Dog.
It's just crazy.
Yes.
It's just crazy.
That's how I feel with Cena, man. Like watching him, they building stuff and then hanging with him and stuff like that.
I knew it was coming too. I knew some lots of stuff coming.
I
like,
said, we got a good streak going. Here it is.
Just we were talking about the dance. I can't tell you how many hours I spent trying to get that, like, that the robot spin around thing while still rapping. Like, and it's people, it's so impressive that you can still, like, move the way that you do while not, like, messing up your voice while you're rapping. Like, people don't understand the talent and the skill of breathing that you have to do something like that. And so that's one of the most impressive things to me about you.
Man, yes, but you wouldn't know unless you did it. It takes a lot of, even from the back, when E is doing his, the New Day thing, man, it takes a lot of exertion, man, bringing that from the diagram, you know what I'm saying? to get all that wind, dog.
I will say you do have a point because Oos told me he had to do it one time when we were in a feud with them. He said he almost passed out. And I told him, like, if you don't get your breath, and I'm just standing there, I'm not dancing. I only do it for like 15, 20 seconds and I'm done. So it's even just a fraction of what you do. But you're right. That breath control, like the first I got dizzy or lightheaded a couple of times, but it's harder. Stuff like that. Like what you do is way harder than people realize.
Flashback. It's a shade of the past. This was happening before.
Sean, cut this part.
Not again.
And make sure this.
Oh man, we have to show you when you got dizzy, dog.
That was Biggie.
Sean, and Sean, make sure
in the church
that you cut all that. Oh same yeah.
In the church, all that.
Did y'all see him when he got dizzy?
No, I was composed. I was composed.
He didn't even know sell it. He knows sold it. Because he knows we can get him.
It takes energy, man, rapping and then dancing out there and then doing the match. Bro. But then there's times that Vince is like, hey, I want you to dance all the way back. I want you to rap again. Like, oh, after the match? Like, yeah.
but I'm done. I'm finished.
I'm done.
I already clocked out.
I don't think they want to hear it again. I think they do.
Because you know that's him back there. Yep. You know that's him out there grooving. That's him singing along with you, rapping right along with you, right there in Gorilla.
Yeah.
Word for word.
He said, I think we ain't done yet.
Round it again. Loop it again.
So you mentioned earlier, man, about going out and being yourself, you know? And I think I tell people this all the time, like out of all the tag team partners that I have, I've learned something distinct from each partner. And with you, the run that we had, it was coming out and having fun and being yourself. Like I feel it when we tagged, I was at a point in my career where I was still trying to like do what I was supposed to do in the ring, or like, oh, I'm supposed to react like this, or I'm supposed to react, you know, in a certain way. Right. But watching you out there just completely just going out and cutting loose and having fun. And even with little Jimmy, bro, like, come on, man. Like, I, to this day, like, I cannot fathom how people all over the world would laugh and cry and be emotionally moved by this invisible man. And I'm like, I mean, and forgive me, because I've never seen him, so I don't know if he's a man. I don't know if he's a boy. I don't know if he's a dog. I don't know what he is, but I believe in him, you know?
Yeah.
That's with Primo and Epico, remember? And you would...
No, you remember those, man? And when he would kick him, dog.
He would kick him.
Booze. Got such a great reaction. He pat him on the head, too. Yeah. Pretend like he was trying to baby face him.
Yep. And I remember because I came up for a loop one time and I'd never seen you guys do it. And I'm watching the match and they do the whole deal just so happy with little Jimmy and high-fiving him and doing like the handshake and stuff.
Yeah, yes,
and they kick,
man,
this invisible boy the entire... It's like the biggest pop of the night. Like, Drew's all
over. They get mad. They get mad. And the funniest thing, man, inside, I'm dying laughing, but it's like, it's good. It's a good laugh. But I had grown people, like people that pay bills, man. Like, they drive, grown people drive their kids to school. They're like, hey, can I take a picture with little Jimmy? Yeah, you can take one with them. Men, women, grandma, grandpas, everybody wanted a picture with little Jimmy.
It's unbelievable, man. It is unbelievable, dude. Just the level of fun that we had was just, you know, I had never had that much fun in and at work before, you know, in the ring, right, outside the ring, you know, through text. So when we teamed, I don't know if you remember this, but they wanted to name us.
The president thing at the interview.
Oh, so all you want to bring that? You want to go there now? Okay, let's talk about that. You know what? I wasn't even going to bring that up at all. But since you mentioned it, you know, we used to go. We used to have media days. This is probably my favorite story that we have. We used to have media days as a tag team. And on one of the radio interviews that we had, they had a trivia, like a competition. And the first question went to you. And they said, okay, R-Truth, what is the name of the vice president of the United States? And I'm like, oh, he got this. What's the next question? And I'm just sitting there waiting. And I look over at you and I could see you like just, you start shaking and stressing and you're struggling.
Me.
You had no idea. He said, I said, man, he stuttered. I never heard him stutter before. And I said, Joe Biden. Joe Biden. And that's what I was about to say. I said, Truth, you didn't know who the vice president? Okay, cool. They said, okay, next question. Who is SpongeBob SquarePants' best friend? And before he could even get the question out, you at the top of your lungs, Patrick, that's his best friend, Patrick. And I'm just looking at you like, and you're so pleased with yourself. And I'm just thinking like, this dude didn't know the name of the vice president of the United States of America, but he did know SpongeBob SquarePants' best friend was Patrick.
Nah, I was struggling with priorities, man.
Of Biden. Biden. That
tripped you up, huh? Because depending on where you're from, your accent.
Not that. Just being correct with it, you know?
The Joe part?
The pronunciation of being correct with it?
Yes.
Politically. Yeah.
My bad.
But anyway, one of my favorite stories, Truth, one of my favorite stories of all time. But I wanted to talk about, I don't know if you remember. So actually we did an episode with the New Day and we talked about how we were given a list of awful names that were supposed to be, you know, like our team name, and I had a whole list. So I'm like, oh my God, they did the same thing with me and Truth. They gave us a whole list.
You ripped that list apart, dog. Yeah,
I think, and so I went back to go and look for the list. I remember a couple of them off the list. I couldn't actually find it. But it was like R Boom was one of them.
Yeah.
The Booming Truth. Yeah. Was one. there were a lot of them. There were a lot of bad names. So anyway, I tried to go and look for these names, but what I did find was names that we gave and as suggestions for what we wanted to call ourselves. And to be honest, they're not much better than the list that they gave us. So let me go ahead and read a couple of names off the list that I found. I said, so one of them was the HD Boys, because I think this came out. So I'm looking at the email, HD Boys, and I'm looking at the email. It was June 4th of 2012. And this is right when we went to HDTV. I don't know if y'all remember, but we went.
That's not bad, though.
We tried to capitalize on, you know, on HD. HD Boys was one. Two times what? And it was going to be like written 2X what?
Wait, come again?
2X what?
Well, what does that mean?
Back then, what was a big thing? The what? Yeah.
Like what? What?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what that was. I don't know what that was.
This is the list that y'all made.
So we can't believe these guys get paid to make these names and they came. But now the names that we gave,
yeah.
I'm just like, maybe it's not that easy a job. Maybe it's not as easy as we think it is. The Shock Boys was one. I say, we shock you in so many ways.
That's terrible.
That was Kobe. That was Kobe.
Was that me?
That was probably me.
The other one, and I remember this one. I thought this was such a great idea. And I remember Truth kind of, and defecating all over this when he didn't want this. But I wanted to be called the Go Boys or the Go Boy Coalition, because the only speed we know is go. Showtime, go time. All systems go. I thought that was the most creative thing. You know what I mean? What? And you didn't.
I didn't mind Go Boys. It was the Go Boys Coalition. I didn't mind the Go Boys.
Oh, see, we should have clarified.
Well, Go Boys was pretty dope.
Is it though?
Well, against I'm going to just say it. Things luckily worked out.
Yeah. I feel like you need a...
It's different though, man.
Hey,
I spelling is issue. You need to formally apologize to creative services, to the writers.
Yes.
I'm sorry that we defamed you, all the horrible things we said.
All the horrible
things. We can't do it ourselves.
And we can't...
Yeah.
But here, I do have... here's a couple of them that they did. I was so mad. But now I do feel bad because I didn't, you know what I'm saying, like provide any kind of solution. But here's one that they gave. Ghana Get Got. That's G-H-A-N-A. G-H-A-N-A from where I'm from. Get Got.
Okay.
That's what they sent.
I like that one.
The Truth Squad, because I was the Truth Squad. The Truth Squad. Trouble in Truth. I'll let that one stay right there. Yep. The Kings of Truth. Kofi Kingston and R-Truth. You act like you're the Kings of Truth. So, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
That was a bad list. Kofi was like, is this the list? Is this what we got? This? Calm down, Kofi. Let's just look at it, man. Let's just look at it, Lee.
What about 2X what?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's not bad, man. I came up with that one.
I like when you say what, but if I saw it spelled not explained, I'd be like very confused. But I would say what. So I guess it's
two times what? You'd be like what?
Yeah.
What? Just two times what?
Just right. Two times. Don't say it three, don't say it one, but say it two times.
So your solution.
Gotta get got.
You like three, so. D?
Gotta get got.
That ain't good either. Your solution was clearly. We don't know how to name ourselves, so let's just be our truth and Kofi Kingston.
After all that,
y'all gave up.
We gave up.
All systems go. Let me read this last one. I don't even know. This is embarrassing. So, and I wrote like a full email like explaining this too, but I'll give you the gist of it. I said, okay. I'm gonna go ahead and read the email. It says, thinking about what you said, I see your point about us not being underdogs, especially in the tag division as it stands now. That being said, I think we might have it. It's simple, to the point, and easy for everyone to understand. The dynamic duo.
Okay. All right.
The suntan Superman was true.
Okay.
Hold on. Now let me get the
that's not bad, the dynamic man.
That's the suntan Superman. You know, that's the alias you had. And that's the Go bad. Boy, the Go Boy Wonder. You see the boy wonder for those of you who are comic book fans out there, Robin, you know, was
that's good, dog.
Yeah, I combined that. So the people you Woods and E, y'all aren't comic book aficionados.
They don't understand the topic.
Y'all don't get it. But I said, we are dynamic to watch. Oh, actually, we are dynamic to watch. Misspelling right there. And the moves we execute are very quote superhero like. We like it. Let's marinate on it. Maybe shop it around. And get together next week. Have a good rest of the week, Kofi.
Oh my God! That toe the line, Kofi Kingston. That uncomfortable, no. Will you please listen to this idea, Kofi Kingston email? I love it.
Yeah, he pissed down.
Oh my God. Because
I feel like if Kofi wrote that same email today, the words that he used would be totally so different.
Oh, so different.
So different.
I wonder if they laughed when they read the email to everybody.
And you know, they probably didn't get back to me. I'm like, they didn't even get back to me. I just gave them all. We gave them all these good ideas, truth. We gave them all these good names. They can't pick one.
I don't mean to cut it short, but we're very short on time. We got maybe like 7 or 8 minutes left. And so one thing that I'd like to end with is truth. For closing thoughts, how do you feel about baby wipes? Are you a baby wipe guy?
It's a necessity. You need them, dog. You best to have them. I was once a non-believer to baby wipes. I didn't want nothing squishy, squanchy, spongy, soupy down there. You know what I'm saying? Not in the hole. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, my thing was baby wipes, it gets a lot of residue out, man. It gets a lot of poop crumbs. Like, there's a bunch of stuff, man, like that's in there. That tissue will not get out. If you don't believe me, viewers, try this at home or wherever you're at. If you have to do number two, use toilet tissue first. Once you finish, just say you happen to go back and try this out one more time with some baby wipe. You don't need a lot, just just to clean the crevices off. You want to clean the walls a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Very easy. It doesn't hurt. And watch what you come out with. E, did you try the test?
Why are you saying
because we had a discussion in the locker room, and a lot of guys don't use baby wipes, man. It's like you walk around with, like, you got poop, you got crumbs everywhere, man. Like, I don't care who you are, there will be some poop crumbs and streaks and stuff. Toilet tissue just dries it up and makes it smear. Baby wipes is, you're almost borderline potentially washing it again. You're washing it off for you. You know what I'm saying? If you don't wash it off, you got it dried up on you, bro. Seriously.
Like I said, unfortunately, that's where we got to wrap it. Truth, where can they find you on socials to keep up with you?
Oh, man, on Twitter, I'm on @RonKillings1. TikTok, @OneRonKillings. Facebook, RonKillings. Check it out. You can go to my website, theofficialronkillings.com. New music on the way.
There you go.
All the music you've been putting out the past year has been...
So dope.
My dog. Hey, thank y'all for y'all support too. All y'all been supporting me on that. Yeah.
Airtime.
Of course, of course. Airtime. So make sure you're checking out Truth, all his music, Ron Killings, all his socials. Check him out. You can catch me on Instagram and Twitter @AustinCreedWins. You can check the YouTube channel Up Up Down Down without the O's, Instagram and Twitter.
And you can find me on the Twitter @TrueKofi. Find me on Instagram @TheTrueKofi.
And I'm @WWEBiggie on Twitter and on Instagram. Also, make sure to get our podcast shirt on WWE Shop. Also, you can get this New Day charity tee. All the proceeds go to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. And that link is on my Twitter. It's my pinned tweet. And it's also in my Instagram bio. And I think that might be it for... side hustles.
Nice. I forgot one. Check out UUDDshop.com for all your Up Up Down Down apparel. And since you listen to this podcast, make sure you're letting your friends know how much you loved it so they can go download it as well. They can get it wherever they listen to their podcast. Just hit that search bar, type in New Day, click the pink picture with three black guys' face on it. That's us. And if you're going through Apple, make sure you give us that 5-star review because that helps your boys out. Appreciate your truth for coming through.
Appreciate y'all, my dog.
Thank you, Ronnie. Hey. This was something. This was something.